كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى أرأيت إن كذب وتولى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى كلا لئن لم ينته لنسفعا بالناصية ناصية كاذبة خاطئة فليدع ناديه سندع الزبانية كلا لا تطعه واسجد واقترب.
Translation: Nay, verily man does transgress, because he considers himself self-sufficient. Surely, unto your Lord is the return. Have you seen him who prevents a servant when he prays? Have you seen if he is on the guidance or enjoins taqwa? Have you seen if he denies and turns away? Knows he not that Allah sees? Nay, if he seizes not, we will scorch his forehead, a lying, sinful forehead. Then let him call upon his counsel. We will call out the guards of hell. Nay, do not obey him. Fall prostrate and draw near, that is to Allah. The next topic is the threat against man's transgression for the sake of wealth. Allah informs that man is very pleased, most evil, scornful and transgressive when he considers himself self-sufficient and having an abundance of wealth. Then Allah threatens, warns and admonishes him in his saying, surely unto your Lord is the return, meaning unto Allah is the final destination and return, and he will hold you accountable for your wealth as to where you obtained it from and how did you spend it. The next topic will be the scolding of Abu Jahl and the threat of seizing him. Then Allah says, have you not seen him who prevents a servant when he prays? Meaning, this was revealed about Abu Jahl, may Allah curse him. He threatened the Prophet ﷺ for performing Salah at the Kaaba. Thus Allah firstly admonished him with that which was better by saying, have you ever seen if he is on the guidance? Meaning, do you think this man whom you are preventing is upon the straight path in his action or enjoins taqwa in his statements? Meaning, yet you rebuke him and threaten him due to his prayer? Thus Allah says, knows he not that Allah sees? Meaning, doesn't this person who is preventing this man who is following correct guidance know that Allah sees him and hears his words, and he will compensate him in full for what he has done? Then Allah says by way of warning and threatening, nay, if he ceases not, meaning if he does not recant from his discord and obstinacy, we will scorch his forehead, meaning indeed we will make it extremely black on the day of judgment. Then Allah says, a lying, sinful forehead, meaning the forehead of Abu Jahl is lying in its statements and sinful in its actions. Then let him call upon his counsel, meaning his people and his tribe. In other words, let him call them in order to seek help from them. We will call out the guards of hell, meaning, and they are the angels of torment. This is so that he may know who will win, our group or his group. Al-Bukhari recorded this from Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, who said, Abu Jahl said, if I see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam praying at the Kaaba, I will stomp on his neck. So this reached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, translation, if he does, he will be seized by the angels. This hadith was also recorded by At-Tirmidhi and An-Nasai in their books of tafsir. Likewise, it has been recorded by Ibn Jarir. Ahmad, At-Tirmidhi, An-Nasai, and Ibn Jarir all recorded it from Ibn Abbas, with the following wording. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was praying at the maqam, that is the prayer station of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Abu Jahl bin Hisham passed by him and said, "O Muhammad, haven't I prevented you from this?" He threatened the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and thus the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam became angry with him and reprimanded him. Then he said, "O Muhammad, what can you threaten me with? By Allah, I have the most kinsmen of this valley with me in the lodge." Then Allah revealed, "Then let him call upon his counsel. We will call out the guards of hell." Ibn Abbas radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu then said, "If he had called his people, the angels of torment would have seized him at that very instant." At-Tirmidhi said, "Hasan Sahih." Ibn Jarir radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu recorded from Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Abu Jahl said, "Does Muhammad cover his face with dust, that is from prostration, while he is among you all?" They, that is the people, replied, "Yes." Then Abu Jahl said, "By Allah and Al-Uzza, if I see him praying like this, I will stomp on his neck, and I will certainly put his face in the dust." So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and he began praying, which made it possible for Abu Jahl to stomp on his neck. Then the people became surprised at him, that is Abu Jahl, because he began retreating on his heels and covering himself with his hands. Then it was said to him, "What's the matter with you?" He replied, "Verily, between me and him is a ditch of fire, monsters and wings." Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, translation, "If he had come near me, the angels would have snatched him limb by limb." The narrator added, "Allah revealed an ayah, but I do not know whether it is concerning the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu or not. Nay, verily, man does transgress." To the end of the surah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Muslim, An-Nasai, and Ibn Abi Hatim all recorded this hadith. The next topic is amusement for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah says, "Nay, do not obey him," meaning, "O Muhammad, do not obey him in what he is forbidding from, such as steadfastness in worship and performing worship in abundance. Pray wherever you wish and do not worry about him. For indeed, Allah will protect you and help you, and he will defend you against the people. Fall prostrate and draw near," that is to Allah. This is just like what has been confirmed in the Sahih of Muslim on the authority of Abu Salih, who reported from Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, translation, "The closest that a servant can be to his Lord is when he is in prostration. Therefore make abundant supplications," that is while prostrating. It has also been mentioned previously that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to prostrate when he recited, "When the heaven is split asunder," chapter 84, verse 1, Al-Qur'an. And, translation, "Read in the name of your Lord who has created," chapter 96, verse 1, Al-Qur'an. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah Iqra, Surah Al-Alaq. Unto Allah is due all praise and thanks, and He is the giver of success and protection against error.